joining us quickly here is Adam Schuster with the Illinois Policy Institute. And Adam, I have to say, illinoispolicy.org for more information on this subject specifically. But when this property tax, 1% property tax proposal came out, my phone and Facebook and email was blowing up with people saying a lot of bad words.
Yeah, and their anger is completely justified. So just to set the stage here, what we're talking about is the Chicago Fed, which is a bunch of economists sort of sitting up in their ivory tower, came out with this proposal to hike property taxes statewide by 1% to pay down what they say is $130 billion in pension debt. It might be even higher than that. And their massive tax hike proposal would pay down that debt in about 30 years, assuming anybody stayed here to pay that tax.
True. So why do I think that, let's just say that we were crazy enough to say, yeah, let's do that 1% property tax increase. Why, as an Illinois taxpayer and a homeowner in Madison County, do I have any reason to believe that those funds would be handled properly?
You don't. I mean, you absolutely don't. We've seen time after time that the Illinois General Assembly and Illinois politicians aren't responsible with the tax dollars they already receive. They passed a temporary tax hike, or it was supposed to be a temporary tax hike in 2011, that they were going to use to pay down the backlog of bills, that they were going to use to start making pension payments, and all that money sort of went into the black hole that is the Illinois budget. And when it expired, they said, oh, we don't have enough money. And they just did a record-setting $5 billion tax hike last year because they couldn't live within their means after the temporary tax hike in 2011. So there's absolutely no reason to believe this would be any different or that the money would be used wisely. But more importantly, it's a truly extreme proposal, and I mean that. This would be painful for a state that already has the second highest property taxes in the nation and is already losing people in droves to other states, and especially where you are, I can't imagine why anyone who's near the border would continue to be an Illinois homeowner after this massive tax hike.
Yeah, I get asked that question all the time when we talk about Illinois stuff, and it's like, why would you not just move? I mean, you wouldn't even have to really change your lifestyle. I work in Missouri and I live in Illinois. Where's this proposal coming from?
So this is coming from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. It is not a bill or a legislative proposal yet. And essentially what they did is they looked at what it would take to pay down this massive pension debt if we did it through tax hikes. Now, we need to make sure that Illinois lawmakers and everyone in the state understands just how backwards this thinking is, because what we really need to be doing is talking about ways to reduce property taxes in Illinois. And the solution to our pension problem is not to hike taxes on an overtaxed population. It's to meaningfully reform our pension system so that the costs are in line with what taxpayers can truly afford.
The people who are running our legislature in Springfield right now, with the makeup of how it currently is today, not what it'll be like after the election, are we more likely to see pension reform or a 1% property tax increase?
Well, to be honest, I'll say that I think even the Democratic-controlled legislature isn't crazy enough to take this idea seriously. I mean, this is really as extreme as it gets. Like I said, we have the second highest property taxes in the nation. If you're talking about a homeowner in St. Clair County, if they have a $100,000 home, they're currently paying about $2,400 a year in taxes. This is talking about adding an extra $1,000 a year to their tax bill in St. Clair County, which is almost 50% of what they're already paying. So this is a tax hike to end all tax hikes, because there's not going to be any taxpayers left to pay it.
Absolutely. It is really ridiculous. Is there any possibility that they're floating this out there and just letting it get some legs so that whatever property tax increase they do pass doesn't seem so bad?
Well, I'm not sure what the motivation is. I think they were really sort of looking at this in sort of an academic way, which kind of goes to show you how divorced these economists and their ivory tower are from the lived experience of the average Illinoisan. But I do think, you know, there are people in the legislature talking about income tax hikes. They call it a progressive tax. It's really just a Trojan horse for middle income tax hikes. I will say the nice thing about this proposal is it sort of shows the doomsday scenario. If we're not going to get serious about pension reform and if we're not going to do the right thing on that issue, this is the alternative. And this should make it clear to everybody that the alternative is completely untenable and that we can't afford to pay it.
Are either of these governor candidates talking about pension reform or what to do with the crisis?
Well, I haven't seen serious talk about pension reform coming out of either of the governors lately. Governor Rauner, in his budget proposal, did put forward a plan called the consideration model. It would save about $900 million a year, which is not enough, and it's probably unconstitutional anyway. So they're not having the right conversation. And, you know, right now, every taxpayer in Illinois is on the hook for about $50,000 in pension debt. And it's driving our credit rating down, which makes it even more expensive for us to borrow money. So the short answer is no. Outside of the Illinois Policy Institute, I haven't seen a lot of serious proposals to tackle our pension debt.
IllinoisPolicy.org is a great source for people to be informed and to see what kind of fiscal responsibility proposals do exist for Illinois, because there is a way out. It will be painful and it will require a lot of discipline. But Illinois Policy Institute and IllinoisPolicy.org is a great resource for people to check out. Is there anything else people can do to make sure their voices are heard, at least when it comes to these things, just so that the folks who are making these decisions ultimately know, hell no, do not do this?
Sure. I think, going to IllinoisPolicy.org is a great way to learn more and to read our research on the state of Illinois. We also have several petitions on there and tools to contact your lawmakers. And contacting your lawmakers, signing petitions, making your voice heard is critically important. Whether it's saying no to a massive property tax hike, saying no to a progressive income tax hike, or demanding fiscal responsibility from our lawmakers through a spending cap constitutional amendment, they need to hear the voices in their districts so that they know what the right thing is if they want to get reelected.
All right. Adam Schuster with the Illinois Policy Institute. Visit IllinoisPolicy.org. Follow them on Twitter @IllinoisPolicy. Thank you for your insight. We appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
Thanks a lot.